Hi, everyone. Welcome to our weekly episode of the Convoy Newsletter. This is the audio version of our newsletter where we cover key trends we're tracking as an investment firm focused on the intersection of gaming and technology. I'm your host, Josh Chapman, Managing Partner at Convoy. Today, we're diving into how artificial intelligence is showing up in the lives of children, not just as a tool, but as a companion. Picture this. Your kids ask for the third time today, why is the moon following us? You smile, but you're also trying to make dinner, respond to an email, and take care of 100 other things. That's where AI steps in, not to replace you, but to support that endless stream of curiosity with patience and precision. Sounds crazy, but this is already happening and coming very soon. Artificial intelligence has come a long way. It used to live behind the scenes, powering search engines, recommendation engines, even fraud detection, but now it's moving into the spotlight, especially for kids. We're seeing AI shift from the background tool to a frontline companion with parents. It's helping the children learn, explore, and even sometimes grow emotionally. Take education, for example. AI tutoring tools are not only more affordable, with subscriptions around $20 to $60 a month compared to the $50 to $150 an hour rate for traditional tutors, but sometimes the AI tutoring is even better. They adapt in real time to a child's needs. A Stanford study showed a 9% performance boost in students that are using an AI math tutor. Harvard found students learned twice as fast. That's crazy. The kicker? AI doesn't get tired of why questions. And it's not just about academics. Emotional and social growth matters as well for kids. Robots like Milo are being used to help kids, especially those who struggle in traditional settings, recognize emotions and practice social interaction. Engagement rates with these AI tools hit nearly 90%, way higher than what's been seen by some human-led therapies. Still, this isn't a free pass. Relying too much on AI could weaken real human connections, the kind of teacher-student bonds that help kids develop empathy and collaboration. And we can't ignore the risks of bias or inappropriate content that can happen on these AI platforms. AI is only as good as the data and the curation that is structured around it. So safety has to be baked in from the start. There are tools now designed just for this, like Child Tuning, which restricts AI responses to age-appropriate topics. Systems like KidRails adapt content for different age levels, and other platforms like KID verifies a child's age to adjust their experience. AI for kids should be built with guardrails, period. At the end of the day, AI is a powerful tool, but it should support, not substitute. When designed with care, it can help kids learn, grow, and explore safely. And when paired with thoughtful safeguards, it can offer peace of mind for parents too. So yes, kids will continue to ask tons and tons of questions, but at least for now, AI can help explain why. That's all for today. If you enjoyed this breakdown, be sure to check out Game Changers on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you haven't already, please sign up for our weekly newsletter to stay ahead of the latest gaming trends. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.